Welcome to our Monday Community Corner on KKWC Radio. I'm Pat Powers. It's my pleasure speaking with the first in the series of special programs that comes up this Saturday, that is on June 20th. It's all about Iowa history, and we have a very special guest who joins me from North Liberty in near the Iowa City area, and his name is Phil Hester. So, Phil, a good Monday morning to you.
Yeah, it's actually North English.
North English. Okay.
Yeah, that's a common thing. We have a lot of Northwest and all sorts of liberties and Englishes around here, but yeah, North English, and I'm a cartoonist, and I'm going to come to Webster City and talk about my career as a comic book artist for Marvel, DC, and movies and animation.
Well, let's talk about your career. Quite the work you've been involved in with all these comic books and so forth through the years, and getting movies all fixed up, all worked on, and so forth.
Yeah, it's been all I've wanted to do since I was 12, and I've been lucky to have been doing it for the last 40 years. So since I've been in college at the University of Iowa, I've been making my living as a cartoonist. And I've gotten to work on all the superheroes that I loved so much as a kid, and I've gotten to actually have a hand in charting their course over the years.
That's kind of impressive right there. So what's your favorite superhero from all the work you've done there, Phil?
Well, that's tough to say. That's like asking who your favorite kid is. There are characters that I've worked on that people are familiar with. And then there's characters that I've created of my own. And I'd say the ones of my own that I've created are probably my favorites. But the ones that people have probably heard of, the most important to me are a character named Green Arrow, who actually had a television show not too long ago called Arrow on the CW. And another character called Swamp Thing, which is that's sort of my favorite genre of superhero fiction is monsters who are good guys.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen a lot of changes through the years. Of course, there was the movie Aquaman not too long ago that came out in two separate versions. And the popularity of these superheroes, they've grown through the years at the movies.
It's kind of crazy. Like when I was a kid, we didn't have much. We had probably the Spider-Man TV show and a few cartoons and the Incredible Hulk show. And, you know, we took what we could get. But nowadays, it seems like there's a superhero blockbuster film in the theaters pretty much all the time nowadays. So we're spoiled.
Mm-hmm. And we got quite a genre of superhero movies coming up this summer.
Oh, yeah. It's really exciting to see. It's kind of, I've been doing this so long that occasionally you'll see something you created sort of pop up in one of these films or TV shows, and it's kind of a strange feeling, but a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the future for comic book heroes there, Phil? It's going to go strong in this part of the 20th century?
Like all media, we're sort of entering this weird time of sort of the opposite of broadcasting, almost narrow casting, where people can go out and get the exact kind of media they want. And that's largely due to technology. And it's affected the comic book business, too. Nowadays, people can effectively say they're a comic book fan and never pick up a Marvel or DC comic because there's such a wide variety of comics that are out now. And I feel very lucky to be working at a time like this where I can sort of jump back and forth between the mainstream superhero world and then sort of the independent comics world and sort of do my dream projects there. So it's a really great time to be both a reader and creator of comic books.
And Phil, what will you be bringing to the Webster City audience come next Saturday?
Well, I'll do my usual program, which is I spend a little bit of time talking about my career and my roots in Iowa and how I sort of made my way in this business and where people can see my work. Then I'll do a little bit of demonstration. I'll do a little bit of actual drawing, taking suggestions from the audience as I draw. And then I'll spend a little bit of time at the end actually autographing books and signing memorabilia for the people that come.
And again, that'll be scheduled for this Saturday, June 20th, and that'll be at 1 p.m. It's all taking place at Mulberry Center Church. And the best thing about it there, Phil, it's absolutely free of charge. You'll, and donations are appreciated, but they'll be interested to hear more about enjoying what comic books we've seen through the years.
Yeah, it's free. There's no excuse not to come.
That's right. Also, you work you've worked on G.I. Joe, I see, too.
Yeah, just recently I got to do an issue of G.I. Joe, which kind of exposed me to a whole new audience, which has been really cool.
Indeed. So come one, come all. Come here, Phil Hester, next Saturday the 20th at 1 p.m., and that's being held at the Mulberry Center Church. There at the Wilson Brewer Park at 220 Ohio Street in Webster City. Phil, let's get a great turnout coming up this weekend.
Thanks so much.